service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. As we are ready to start this second half, and the talk here on the break was Hunter Weech doesn't really need to change a whole lot of things, as that first half went very well. Just one broken play and five broken tackles leads to Morenzi's only score of the first half.
Right, but as our wise old coach that is on our side here tonight, Clark, John Mooney, did mention that is an important play for Harbor Beach because they can either come out with the wind out of their sails, feeling punched in the gut, or they come out, reinforce the game plan that they had that worked for them the entire game, and not let this play get to them, and just simply say, this kid is the real deal. We need to continue to keep an eye on him, because outside of him, there was no bright spots on the offense for the Bulldogs.
Just an update on the scores down here in the other divisions. Ithaca is currently losing to Madison Heights 27-19. Going into the fourth quarter in that one, we have some final scores from the eight-man. We'll get to you as well here.
67-game win streak is on the line there for Ithaca.
So, of course, that's the headline right now, is Harbor Beach leading Morenci 14-7. And since Harbor Beach elected to defer to the second half, they'll start with this ball here in the second half. As it's a squib kick all the way down to the 25-yard line, picked up by Mitch Herney, crosses to the 35, down to the 40, breaks free, down to the 45, and drags his defender all the way down to the 49-yard line as he gave Sean Feltz a free ride for about 10 yards there. So Harbor Beach will start their drive from the 49-yard line in their own territory.
That's just typical Harbor Beach. They have multiple athletes out there on kickoff return, so when you try to squib kick it away from guys like Shelkey and Seltz, the up men are just as capable. That's usually Devin Lemansky. That's where Mitch Hearn resides, as you can see. So they still get a great return and excellent field position, as usual, for Harbor Beach starting off the second half.
Coming out of the spread formation, two wide each way. Shelkey with the keeper right up to the middle. Breaks free the first down, gets to the 45, and drags his defender all the way across the 40 of Morenci, down to the 39 and maybe even to the 38-yard line. Brought down by Jeffrey Ellerton, the defensive lineman, 6'2", 190-pound junior. And it's a new set of downs for Harbor Beach.
Sean Feltz and Cody Toole, 50 and 51 linebackers for the Bulldogs, both had their hands on Josh Shelkey at the line of scrimmage, and he got through both of them and chance for a first down. Great individual effort there by Shelkey.
And he keeps it again. This time he's across the 35-yard line, down to the 33-yard line. Sean Feltz again getting his hands on him, but not until after a 6-yard gain for the Pirates.
And it's crucial for both teams, and it doesn't matter what game you're at. First down is a crucial down for offenses. If you can get 6, 7, 8-yard gains on first down, it just opens that playbook right up and allows a team like Harbor Beach, in this case, to air it out, run it, do whatever as they please, and that defense is at their demise the entire time.
Two wide each way, has Devin Lemansky to his left, and has a handoff to Lemansky. He gets the original line of scrimmage, and he's going to fight for maybe a yard out to the 32-yard line. Brought down by Cody Toole, 6'3", defensive tackle. And it's going to set up now a 3rd and 3 for the Pirates from the Morenci 32-yard line. Critical to convert here on the first possession.
Absolutely, but on this side of the field, we've already seen Coach Shelkey go for it on fourth down from pretty much anywhere. This is 4-down territory, so you don't necessarily need to get all 4 yards on this play, but a positive gain is crucial on third down now so that you have the opportunity on fourth down to do it as well.
Austin Seltz with the handoff. He's crossed to about the 30-yard line, and he's going to be dragged down shy of the first down marker by about a yard. They're going to mark him down just shy of the 29-yard line, and it's going to be only a gain of a yard. 4th and 2 now. as he was brought down by Nate Inman, number 79 off that line, 5'8", 215 pounds though. So High Reach faced with another fourth down, two to go from the 31-yard line of Morenci.
This formation, shotgun formation, two receivers each side, one running back keeping Shelke company. They're going
to
go for it.
Shelke with the keeper. He has the first down to the 25 and gets tripped up down to the 20-yard line. Number 21 with the perhaps touchdown-saving tackle, Austin Gilson, the linebacker, as it's time to move the chains for Harbor Beach again. And first and 10 for the Pirates from the Morenci 20-yard line inside the red zone.
Gilson stands 5'8", 155 pounds, junior defensive back for the Bulldogs. He was getting blocked, and if he doesn't get off that block and trip up Shelke there is no doubt in my mind he would have found the end zone.
Shelke with the keeper down to the 20-yard line and gets dragged down. He fights all the way down to the 16-yard line. Stopped by Austin Gilson again. It's going to be a gain of about 4 yards. And Austin, Josh Shelke's hand warmers were actually ripped off there, and John Mooney nearly got a free souvenir. But it's now going to set up his second and six to go for the Pirates.
Number 89 had it all the way.
9:04 left here in the third quarter. 14-7, Harbor Beach leading Morenci. Two wide to the right, one to the left. That's Chris Keys. Two men in the backfield with Shelke in the shotgun. And Shelke with the keeper. He has to scramble as there's a lot of white jerseys surrounding and swarming to John Shelke. Number 54 will get the credit for the tackle. That's Nick Stutzman, the middle linebacker. And no gain on the play. Shelke was lucky to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Third and 7 now for the Pirates.
There was a little bit of confusion there on the offense as both running backs crossed in front of Shelke, and that's the reason Shelke kept it himself. Neither guy could take the handoff effectively, and obviously the play went to the right. He was supposed to go to the left, and there was nothing but white jerseys there to make the tackle on Shelke. Now third down and 7. For Harbor Beach.
Two wide each way. Shelke hands it off to Devin Lamar. Keeper for himself. He had me fooled. Play action down to the end zone for the score. And this one's overthrown to Mitch Hearn by about 2 feet. He can't get a handle on it. Protected by Austin Sandusky of Morenci. And now Harbor Beach facing another fourth down. This one, 7 to go.
And a good matchup for Harbor Beach. Austin Sandusky, a very good athlete. Obviously, has the vertical leap to compete with anybody, but again, stands 5'6". Mitch Hearn much taller than that, and if Mitch Hearn times his jump anywhere decent, he's going to come down with the football. Unfortunately, Shelke got the wind at his back again. That football airmails on him just a little bit and outside of the reach of Hearn. Now 4th and 7, and Harbor Beach is going for it.
Two wide each way in the shotgun is Shelke. Man in motion, Austin Seltz sets behind him, and it's going to be an end around for Seltz, and he's going to have to do a lot of work ahead of him as he's getting brought down and run out of bounds at the 16-yard line, 15-yard line, 2-yard gain, and shy of the first down by about 5 yards. Number 3, Torin Marillette, read that one. And it's a turnover. Downs the third for the day for Harbor Beach.
Now, if I'm the Pirates here, I'm thinking to myself that I would rather have ran that reverse or that end around to Seltz on third down to try and make the fourth down play a little bit shorter. And if that ball sails through the end zone, no big deal. But I think he had those two plays backwards. But nonetheless, Harbor Beach staying aggressive. No point in punting it when you're on this field. They're going to make the Bulldogs start their drive at the 16-yard line.
Everyone's inside. It's a handoff to Austin Sandusky around the left end. He has room to run. He's breaking free here. And finally brought down by Austin Ginther at the 25-yard line. After a roughly almost exactly 10-yard gain, it looks like Austin Ginther might have rolled an ankle there. He's staying in the game. And it's going to be just shy of the first down marker. A 9-yard pickup for Austin Sandusky, who saw some breathing room for the second time today, really. And brings up a second and a yard to go from the Morenci 25-yard line.
Yeah, and I think Austin Sandusky has the ability to change direction much better. And when Austin Ginther planted his foot, he did just enough to get enough and Sandusky to knock him down, but may have just rolled that ankle a little bit.
It's a handoff to number 30 for Morenci. That would be Chris Hinckley, brought down by Harbor Beach at the 31-yard line. Time enough for move the chains. A 6-yard gain, first and 10 for Morenci.
Yeah, Tyler Vollmering in on the stop for the Pirate defense, but not until the Bulldogs get back to basics here and run the football right up the middle and get a first down and a fresh set of downs now for the Bulldogs.
14-7, High Reach leading Morenci. And they're favoring the right side handoff to San